This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and myself, Mimi Rosenberg.
Protesters arrested declare New York City an ice-free zone and push back against Obama's New Year's resolution to deport Central Americans.
What do you do when they say get back? We fight back. In response to the ongoing raids of non-citizens and the recent announcement of raids against Central American refugees, immigrant right advocates, labor unions, and faith-based groups and community members gathered to say no to raids, demand an end to deportations, and announce the creation of ICE-free zones throughout New York City. First, Obama, already known in immigrant communities as the deporter-in-chief, announced the Deportation Priority Program called Priority Enforcement Program, known as PEP. Shortly after the announcement of PEP, home raids in New York City increased at an alarming rate. Then, Obama's Department of Homeland Security announced impending nationwide raids aimed at deporting the primarily women and children, many of whom are refugees who fled some of the most violent regions in the world, in particular Central America.
But the ICE-Free New York City campaign demands that the Department of Corrections and New York City Police Department must end all collaboration with ICE, prohibit the sharing of information about New Yorkers between ICE and the city agencies that may reveal an individual's immigration status. The ICE-Free New York City campaign stands in solidarity and put their bodies on the line to protect immigrant refugee families and create ICE-free zones within the five boroughs and Long Island.
We head to ICE-Free New York City's protest, covered by Building Bridges reporter Ken Nash.
ICE-Free NYC!
Fight, fight, get back!
We say fight back!
Get back!
Fight back!
No more raids! And no more deportations of our people. My name is Chris. I'm here from Families for Freedom with the rest of the people from the ICE Free NYC campaign. We want New York City to be ICE free. We do not want ICE in our communities, do not want ICE in our schools. No more deportations, no more raids, no ICE in New York. Woo! These raids have not only impacted communities of Latino descent, they are attacking of all people, of all different backgrounds. We have Jefrain Lagonde, who is a victim but a survivor of these raids, and whose partner and husband is still behind in detention.
On September 1st, three officers called my husband and told him that they needed to speak with him. And I was home getting ready to go to work. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and he is the full-time caregiver of our children. He proceeded to go downstairs with my 1-year-old to go speak to these officers. And about 5 minutes later, he came back upstairs. Three gentlemen came into my apartment and said that they just needed to take him downtown here in Manhattan to fill out paperwork, because they are immigration officers, and he would be home in the afternoon. He has been in detention since September 1st for a charge that was back in 1997. 17 years later, you come to pick up someone whose life is not the same, who is not the same person, who has grown from whatever incident he may have had in the past, to tear him away from his family. He has 8 American children here that needs his guidance, his support, and his fatherhood. Trying to send him back to a country that he has not known since he was 8 years old. To send him back to a country that they have no knowledge of. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to get food in this country. But not only if they send him back to this country, what do I do with my children without their father here? What do I do with my life, my partner that I have been with for 7 years? My family is immigrants. We came here, we worked, we paid taxes. We are law-abiding citizens. You cannot come and tear someone away from their family just because of something that they learned from 10 to 15 years ago. This is what's happening. None of us were here originally. We all came from somewhere. So to continue to try to deport and tear people away from the country they know, the country they're trying to help, and the country that they just want to live and be free with their families is disgraceful of our history.
Yeah. Here today we have Cruz Control, who is an activist for the El Salvadorano community and also directly impacted.
I am a Salvadoran immigrant, and I know directly the effects of U.S. policy on El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. All these countries had deportees from California and other places, gang members who made El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras worse than it already was. We have policies instituted by the United States that have made a living situation a living hell. That's the only reason why we're here, because our countries were made worse by the policies instituted by this country. The White House says they weren't going to deport families, but now they refuse to let us know how many children they have arrested in this new raid. Mothers, children, whose only crime was trying to escape the most dangerous countries in Central America. Help us stop these raids.
Next, I would like to introduce everybody to Donna Schaefer from the New Sanctuary Movement. Deportation was always immoral, ungodly, un-American, and stupid. So ramping up deportation is doubly immoral, ungodly, un-American, and stupid. We represent many, many hundreds of congregations in New York City, and we're fed up. By Monday, we will have an announcement of how many congregations and synagogues and mosques in this city are going to open their doors. This will be called Physical Sanctuary. We are fed up, and we believe that deportation is not going to be done in our name.
Next, we have another person who has been directly impacted by these unjust raids into her home. Her name is Carol McDonald.
I've been impacted by the deportation because they deport my husband and many, many, many more other family that have children. They come to your home and take your family and you leave as a single mother, as a single parent. Right now that the children, they are impacted by the deportation. There are many, many families that live here homeless, have to fight now for a family. They can't come back to the country, and we leave as single mothers to fight for the children. I have an 18-year-old daughter, can't see her father for 10 years now. She can't see her father. And there's many, many more others like this. Put yourself in our place. That your children can't see the father and you live as a single mother. I'm a single mother today coming out here to speak because today is my day off. This has been impacting me for 12 years, but I still support the group. I'm not going to leave the group to see better come because it's struggle on us to be a single parent now. Thank you very much.
Next, we have Antonio, who's a member of the immigrant community here in New York City.
Buenas tardes, compañeros. Mi nombre es Antonio y soy del Grupo Internacionalista. Yo creo que es el momento de decir basta. Basta a estas redadas de inmigración. Compañeros, cuando Jen Johnson y Barack Obama nos dicen...
Good afternoon. My name is Antonio. I'm here to tell you that when the government says that they're going after criminals, it's not true. They're going after women and children. Today, it is our brothers and sisters from Central America. Tomorrow, it could be any one of us. Republicans call us criminals, and the Democrats support us by the millions. In 2009,
Who was it that designed the coup d'etat in Honduras? It was Hillary Clinton. So we're seeing now that created a situation where Honduran refugees are fleeing to the United States, fleeing from a violence created by us. And now they're saying we will not accept Syrian refugees. I am here to say immigrants deserve full rights. How do we stop these raids? We need to galvanize our workers. We work here. We build your houses. We cook your meals. Remember that. So Republicans and Democrats are not responding to our needs. We need to create political power so that we can raise our own voices. Next, we have Lupe Ambrosio, who's here representing immigrant youth.
Undocumented and afraid. There we go. All right. I just want to start off by saying that we started off the New Year's at the YLC working on a deportation case. People were picked up in New Year's Eve, okay? So when we brought up the New Year, we said, oh, no, we got to start organizing and working, right? But it should not take that for us to get outraged. It should not take our families to be taken away from us to be upset. We already knew this was happening to people that had criminal records. People that have criminal records are also our families. They should not be put into who deserves to be deported, who does not deserve to be deported. We all deserve to be here with our families, okay? I work with undocumented youth, many of them just newly arrived. I went to visit some high schools already, and the first thing that I heard is, what is happening? Are we in danger? That should not be a conversation to have in school. To be scared to go to school, to leave your family. So when we say that we are here for undocumented youth, we give DACA and such, and then we deport kids as young as 4 years old back to what they are running away from violence. Let's be clear on that, okay? Not one more. It's not just Latinos, Mexicans, Central Americans are being affected by deportations, okay? We have a lot of different immigrant communities in New York State that deserve to also be represented. And we should not just focus on our Central American people are getting deported. Let's be afraid. We should be afraid. This is kind of scary. But let's not just take this opportunity to be upset. When Black people were getting deported, we didn't say much, right? This is the time for all of us to stay in unity and fight back. When a community is under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back. When a community is under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back.
Next, we have Tina representing the Filipino community. The people united!
We'll never be defeated!
Ang tao! Ang bayan! My name is Mina Makapinlock, and I am representing Bayan USA. We are here to condemn the ICE raids as a form of state terror against our people. Our people who have suffered so much already under U.S. imperialism. We are here because we believe that this is a declaration of war by the Department of Homeland Security against poor and working class migrant communities. If this is a fear tactic, raiding families at 5 to 8 in the morning, raiding them as a way to respond to the Central American refugee crisis, we condemn this act of war, and we are here to say, not one more, we will not stand for it anymore. 1 in 6 Filipinos are undocumented in this country, making up one of the largest undocumented Asian populations in the United States. Fight for liberation! When immigrant rights are under attack, what do we do? When immigrant rights are under attack, what do we do? When immigrant rights are under attack, what do we do? We fight back if they want to take our people and put them in cages.
We need to take them and hold them accountable. Because these are human rights violations. This is an impact on our human dignity. If we continue to let them take our families, take our children, take our people, what do we have? This is why we have to continue to fight. This is just the beginning. We have been fighting for our liberation, and we will continue to fight for our liberation. This is just the beginning of our fight against ICE, against the police, against all of this criminal system that continues to cage our people. We gotta do something! This building right here, the reason why we're holding it here is because they deport people from here. They take the people and bring them here to Barrack Street. After they take them to Barrack Street, they ship them to New Jersey or Batavia in New York, where we don't see them. But we see them. We've been seeing them for the past how many months in detention. We have been fighting, and we will just continue to fight because this is the only way we got. This is the only thing that we have to uphold our human dignity. We need to do something. When our communities are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When refugees are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
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 And let's make this clear. We see what's going on in our home country, from the Philippines to El Salvador to Mexico. U.S. imperialism has impacted our community so much that it's also impacting us here. And we need to expose it even further. We need to take the stand, and we need to fight. When our homes are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When our families are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Y no nos vamos, y si nos echan, no regresamos.
Y no nos vamos,
y si nos echan, no regresamos.
So thank you so much for being here. We want ICE to know that we're not going to take them coming into our home anymore.
Deportation has no end. Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
The demonstrators have moved on to Barrack Street, and seven have sat down in the middle of the street blocking traffic.
NYC! NYC! NYC!
Excuse me, why are you blocking traffic?
Because the ICE raids are frankly unconstitutional and more illegal than any undocumented immigrant that would ever make their way into the state. You can't break up families. You can't send people back to places they're trying to flee, especially when a lot of the problems in those countries are caused by this country right here.
Thank you. Excuse me, why are you blocking traffic on this issue of immigration right now on Barrack Street?
Immigration, ICE, or La Migra, as we like to call them, has been threatening our communities, and this is our way of responding, saying we're not playing around. You don't play around with our communities. We're going to fight back. And this is a way, this is just the beginning, so they need to understand that we're willing to put our bodies on the line for our people.
What do you believe Obama's doing this at this point?
Obama's still the deporter-in-chief. I think anything he does, I mean, I think he's a hypocrite. Obama has been constantly talking about families and deportations. This government starts creating refugees in other countries, and then when they come here, then we kick them out and deport them. I don't think that's correct, and I don't have any respect for someone like that.
La migra, la misma porquería, la policía, la migra.
Why are you blocking traffic?
Because we want to stop the mass deportation of immigrants like me that is being caused by the Democratic Party. Obama continues mass deporting people like me, students, children, family members. He continues to separate them, and we're tired of being persecuted. I'm Mexican, but my whole family is undocumented, including myself.
And what's happening with your family?
My family right now is contributing to this economy. We have a business. We have friends here. We go to church. We're doing everything possible to survive, yet we're being persecuted just because we weren't born here. We contribute. We pay taxes. And there's a lot of people like us who will continue getting persecuted, and we're tired. We're scared that another Democratic Party will continue. Hillary Clinton already stated that she wanted to continue mass supporting refugee kids, so we're scared that this is going to continue, and we're tired of this injustice to happen, and we hope to see change in legislation. We hope that there is a huge immigration reform, the DREAM Act, because DAPA and DACA are not enough.
Thank you so much. Coffee sort of standing around and didn't expect us, so I guess we're going to wait to get reinforcements before they try to clear the streets. Excuse me. When you say ICE-free NYC...
So when we say ICE-free NYC, we mean we need a sanctuary for people to go, for people to feel safe, for people to be able to go from their home to work without the fear of deportation. Children, women, everyone. So ICE-free NYC means no more harassment, no more 4 a.m., kick your door open, raid your home, grab your, snatch your children, your woman, everyone. That's what we mean by ICE-free NYC.
I mean the New York City government shouldn't be cooperating with ICE.
Definitely, definitely. The New York City is helping them collect all this information so they can put all these humans to the process of deportation. New York City should stop collaborating with ICE, because ICE is destroying lives and destroying families.
They got the paddy wagon here. Stop getting ready to move in.
Stand up, fight back!
Stand up, fight back!
Stand up, fight back!
Shut it down!
And if we don't get it,
shut it down!
NYC!
Excuse me, what do you specifically mean by ICE-free NYC?
We're speaking about immigration's relationship to the carceral system, specifically at Rikers Island, where there is immigration officers. Oftentimes, when people, non-citizens, or people without certain documentation status get detained by police, they are immediately expedited through immigration system as well. So we want to cut those ties between immigration and police, and to tell them to stop this terror on our families.
Thank you. The demonstrators bound together by about 3 foot tubes, which their arms are in, and it attaches each demonstrator to the other. They're made up of plastic and wire and duct tape, and the cops don't know how to separate the demonstrators so they can arrest them. Demonstrators were sitting down the street before, now they're lying down the street.
Postman! Postman!
La migra! La policía! La misma porquería!
I am now wanted in your arrest on the charge of disorderly conduct. If you interfere with your army made against you for obstructing governmental administration, you are further advised that the charge of obstructing is a crime under the laws of New York. You will be fingerprinted and subject to formal...
I spell racist! I spell racist!
They're working on the tubes with wire cutters.
We say fight back!
Para arriba, para abajo, la migra para carajo. Para arriba, para abajo, la migra para carajo.
We are together. We are united. We are together. We are united.
Leading some protesters into the paddy wagons.
We are with you!
We are with you!
I see
freedom ain't free. You were listening to the ICE Free New York City campaign, and there were 7 arrests. We want to thank Building Bridges reporter Ken Nash for that outstanding report. And we, too, will continue to stand with our sister and brother immigrant refugees and declare New York City and Long Island an ICE-free zone. Let's make it so.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.